Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
ES Audio.
From the Evening Standard in London, I'm John Weeks, and this is The Leader. New year, new me, new mag. Today is the launch of a fully rebranded version of the Evening Standard's ES magazine for the people of London. This year marks the 35th anniversary of the publication, originally launched in 1987 as an iconic brand designed for sophisticated, culturally aware Londoners. This year, though, it's been rebranded and is promising to bring an added dimension of living to our great city. But what will be different about ES Magazine this year, and how will it make an impact in the capital? Behind the rebrand is new editor Ben Cobb, who joins me now. Ben, the rebranded mag is now out. How are you feeling?
Yeah, today's launch day, I feel elated. You know, it's a really big moment to put, you know, such an iconic brand out into the world with a new look. So it's been a very exciting process. And, you know, there's always a bit of nerves putting it out there, but the feedback has been overwhelming, to be honest. So I'm thrilled.
Now, you've promised readers the mag will bring an added dimension to living in London. Can you explain this a bit further?
Actually, that quote is taken from the original pilot copy of ES in 1987. And it just interested me how that still rings true. You know, that's still the mantra. For me, added dimension really is, you know, obviously the print product is at the heart, but really offering a proper kind of surround platform around that. So a lot of social media. Instagram's a big focus for me. You know, I kind of think that's a big entry point for, you know, a younger audience. So I'm really looking to connect social with the print, also online, creating new content from there and looking at other kind of real life moments as well to really create a full ES experience plugged into London.
So what exactly will be different for readers going forward?
So for the print, the actual kind of, you know, the mechanism and the franchises, they're all still there. You know, in terms of the voice, I've been really enjoying during my kind of research period, going back into the archive to very early ES when it was a monthly publication in the 80s and then into the early 90s. And what I really enjoyed was just the sense of, you know, an immense confidence, actually. It just felt really bold, full of opinion, very funny, really witty. And there was just a confidence that it could tackle big ideas and big conversations in a really fun way for Londoners. And for me, that's something I'm really, really want to get back to.
And you've gone for quite an interesting front cover image. Can you talk us through it?
That picture is basically of a crowd walking down into Oxford Circus Station. To me, it's a statement of intent. It's a bold visual. And for me, it just instantly, as soon as I saw it, just instantly connects me to what I love about London and living in this city, you know, and I think what we're all excited to kind of experience again is those kind of amazing characters. So it's the girl popping her tongue out at the camera in the crowd. It's those kind of fleeting moments, you see crowds, the human contact, and the kind of mad energy walking around London.
Now, you described that picture as a snapshot of what makes London living vital. Things like human contact, the characters you meet, all things you can't wait to experience again in the city. Is this a sort of look forward to things getting back to normal?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I don't know about you, but that's what I'm feeling now and what I'm seeing outside as well. That kind of image and that message, the timing feels really in tune, I think, with what's happening in London, you know, and particularly within very recent kind of rule changes and stuff. Yeah, absolutely.
And you've been teasing the launch on social media with what looks like archive office footage. Where has this come from and what was the thinking behind it?
I found this footage on YouTube. I don't know the date of it, but it's a very long and I'm not really sure what it was commissioned for or ever used for, but kind of reportage footage, video footage of around the Evening Standard offices in what looks like late 80s, early 90s. And I just loved the atmosphere of it. And I just, so we licensed it and used clips, but I've no idea what the original material was used for. But yeah, that was just kind of deep diving on YouTube.
And these days we very much rely on social media for content. How will ES Magazine fit in to that world today in 2022?
For me, it needs to be, you know, at the heart of the conversations that are happening in London. And even more than that, really driving those conversations. So to me, for instance, like with social media, is really using that platform to bring people's voices into the ES world. So it's not just us putting out our take exactly on the conversations in the capital at that moment. I really want it to be a two-way dialogue with London. So for me, social's crucial for that.
And just finally, Ben, can you give us a cheeky preview of some of the big plans you have for the magazine this year?
One of the big moments coming up is actually our fashion special, which will launch in London Fashion Week. We're a partner with them. That's going to be a big moment. I'm very excited about some of the people we're working with, collaborators contributing to that issue. And that will also be a moment when we'll actually have a proper launch moment. We'll have a party and really celebrate ES back at the centre of the action.
There's more on this story in the Evening Standard newspaper and at standard.co.uk. That's The Leader. We're back tomorrow at 4 p.m.